And you're back with Annie. And hopefully we've got our fellas on the line. Hello.
Good morning.
G'day, Annie. How are you?
Yeah, good. I was getting the wind and I thought, oh, my God, it didn't work. Thanks for talking to us this morning. You're from the AMWU and we've got Tony Piccolo on the line and we've got Lachlan Mullins. Now, Lachlan, you in particular are the organiser for the Graphics Packaging Worldwide Employees. How did it all happen?
Yeah, g'day, Annie. That's right. So we began negotiating with Graphic Packaging International back in about May this year, and things have just progressively taken us towards our members taking on protected action, taking strike action, and we've been out for entering our fourth week coming on Monday.
Oh, that's big. That's big. So it's obviously incredibly serious for the workers. I mean, it takes a lot of guts and courage to decide that you know, you're going to down tools. What are the big key issues?
Look, Annie, I think probably the best way to describe the dispute would be the number one issue on the table for members is respect. And then obviously not too far behind that is fair wages and conditions. So that ranges from everything from clauses that protect their enterprise agreement and enshrine their rights and things like casual conversion to help get people full-time work and wages that are going to take them off, you know, the poverty line. I think we've got members, about 50 of them there, getting paid $22.46 an hour, which is pretty disgusting considering the business has got a CEO that makes millions of dollars. So, yeah.
Yeah, this is becoming a common theme, isn't it, that companies, I mean, not just this particular company, where they're getting paid large amounts of money while people are on the breadline almost. They offered them 45 cents and refused to look at any other log of claims.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And look, our members have had mass meetings pretty much every day at about 12 p.m. down on the site. And we got to a point where members are just fed up, so we obviously extended the strike action to indefinitely now. So we're out there pretty much 24 hours a day, 5 days a week at the moment. We've obviously got overtime bans on as well. So people are taking a huge hit before Christmas. But one of the logs I thought was really admirable that was added to the table was also to hold the company accountable for their operations on Indigenous land. So members are looking to have a Indigenous flag erected on the site, and the company hasn't had any interest in coming to the table to discuss that option with us either.
It's interesting, isn't it? So is it a local company or is it an overseas company?
Tony can probably speak better to this than what I can, but from my research, we're looking at a company that's owned by Americans, behaves like Americans, and obviously has disappeared from the ASX in what we perceive to be a bit of a tax avoidance situation. What would be your view, Tony?
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. This was a family-owned business. They've been around for a long time and have ground the workers into submission for a very long time. They have an ex-AIG lawyer that runs the negotiations. She's paid an extraordinary amount of money to keep these workers, as Lachlan said, on the poverty line with little say and little rights, and they're simply fed the line, take it, or you get nothing. I think the negotiations started off with the company offering them 0.5, and we want to come after some award conditions to the latest offer, which, you know, is a measly 45 cents. So it's pretty extraordinary that these guys have finally chosen to have a dip. And to be fair, Annie, it's in response to them being locked out by the company for them daring to put 10-minute bans on pieces of equipment and various other bans just to keep the actions alive. And the company said, well, if you're going to do those bans, we're going to lock you up for 10 minutes. And then when they took some industrial action, I think it was a day stoppage, the company said, well, we're going to lock you out the following day, which then, in response, the workers said, well, we're gonna stay out then. So that's where it sort of led us to today.
Well, you know, it's an example of negotiation in inverted commas, really, isn't it? It's really class warfare, isn't it?
Well, you couldn't sum it up anymore, because this company paid $1.45 billion in cash, not in a loan, but in cash for another business. And when you're talking the difference of a 45-cent pay rise equaling 2.2% versus, you know, for those really low-paid workers, 95 cents equals 4%. That's not going to send a company that was able to pay $1.45 billion to the wall. So this is more about control, power, and the inequity of the current system, and just keeping these poor guys on the bare breadline. And I think it's important to note, I was talking to one of our members out there, and I believe that there's some elements of racism to it too. He's been there for 13 years, running a machine that some other guys run. He's on the $22.46 and they're on $6 and $8 more than him an hour. And when I found that out, or when we found that out, I was disgusted, to say the least.
So you're saying that because he comes from a different ethnic background, from an Anglo, he's been paid less?
Well, I'd like them to explain any other reason why that wouldn't be the case.
Oh, yeah, God. It's just pathetic, isn't it? But even the fact that they're paying people who are doing the same job, a different rate, is a cancer in our working system, isn't it?
It is, and it's a reflection on union power in a side, you know, and this is, you know, where people have flexed their muscle and build union power, these sort of things don't occur in a good EBA. And that's where finally these guys are saying enough is enough and we've got nothing else to lose. But it's really hard for working families so close to Christmas. You can imagine on that sort of money, life's already not, you know, a walk in the park. And, you know, it's uplifting as well as, you know, just beautiful to watch the community and these guys grow in stature and the realisation what this is actually about, you know?
Yeah, because there's about 100 people, aren't there, that this is affecting at Graphic Parking, Packaging worldwide. What's the union coverage?
So there's about 202 employees that work at the site, about 122 members, 90 of which are participating in the protected action strike. But of that 202, I think there's probably about 20 to 30 or so that aren't covered by membership. So we're sitting at about 65-7% density.
Does it look like some of the other workers might actually come to support their compatriots?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think probably within the first week of the indefinite strike action, we've had people from the Casual Labour Hire Agency join up to support. We've had many people turn around and go home who realise that
they're not going to cross the picket line.
And obviously there's been a few people that have found for different reasons that they felt they needed to cross the picket line, which is never a good idea, but nonetheless we're still growing through the dispute. And I think that speaks to the issue around the number one problem being respect, because you wouldn't believe it, or maybe you would, those of us who've been around long enough. For those who are working on the site, they were pulled together by the big boss dog, the manager, and abused for not working hard enough and not producing enough, and they're working with, you know, about 30% staffing on the site. So even though they're working overtime and extra hours, and I guess you could say we've got little sympathy for them because they're scabbing, but such is the way these things go sometimes.
Oh, that's so appalling. It's so appalling. It's so Dickensian, you know what I mean? Like, let's go back to a smaller box. How small a box can you fit into?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Now, there's an... How long have people been working for that company, Lachlan?
Look, we've got members there who, through amalgamations of businesses, would put them, having worked at GPI, or businesses that created GPI, for upwards of about 40 years in some cases. So quite a lot of experience, a lot of dedication and loyalty to the business. And I guess that's why we're seeing such a hard line of having enough. So,
yeah. Okay. And before I let you go, Ramset Reed is also a group of workers that are being squashed, aren't they? Also in Brayside, and also AMWU workers.
Tony, do you want to speak to that?
Sorry, I missed the question.
Ramset Reed is also another group of workers that are also having problems with their EBA, and they're also from Brayside, and they're also AMWU workers, and they've also been locked out, haven't they?
Yes, that's correct, Annie. They just managed to secure a deal this week.
Bravo.
Yep. Yeah, bravo, and they were happy with their deal, and they got some improvements to that deal, and their back pay was on the table, an increase to their wage offer, as well as sign-on bonus. So the members chose to accept that, and we're happy that they were successful in their struggle. And it's incredulous that actually Ramset are one of the customers of GPI.
Ah, yeah. Okay, so this is this harbours well for the GPI workers to keep pressing on, right?
Yeah, and look, it's important to note that these strike action is having significant impact on the production out of that factory. That the HR manager on the at about $150 an hour has been sweating it on the back of a machine, stacking it and packing it. So, she got a taste of what it's like for, what those guys would be paid $23 an hour for. She's doing it $150. So the actions are having significant disruption to production. But in saying that, and we know that there's most likely the company's listening to this, we have sent many correspondents right through our... throughout the whole time to say we are willing to sit down and have a chat. They're saying to us, while the workers are on strike, they refuse to meet. We, through our international arm of our union, Uni Global, we managed to get on to the global CEO, who's on $9 million a year, and they've said that they will instruct the Australian counterparts to meet with us. Now, we're waiting for that meeting. It hasn't happened yet, although we're not holding our breath that they're going to come with any more than the measly offer they're offering now.
And it's an example of how these big cats make their living. They make their living out of the work of and the sweat of the people in on the factory floor.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And if I could also add, Annie, and it comes back to a comment you made a little bit earlier about a class issue. I think the reason this dispute has been such a great experience for our members, albeit a tough one, is because people, members, recognise now when they're looking at these problems, they're looking at it through a class lens. They're able to get a perception of the true colours that you see from management when you really take back your factory and have a say about your wages and conditions.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll put up on the... what can the public do? They can come out there and support members?
Yep, definitely. So the strike runs from Monday to Friday at the moment, 24 hours a day, down at 63 to 73 Woodlands Drive, Brayside. Packaging in terms of product that you'll recognise so people can make decisions on their consumption include things like the boxes that Coke come in, all of your alcohol and soft drink, And meat trays that come in cardboard from Woolworths, and also any of the cardboard cups and containers that ice cream come in.
Ah, right, okay. All right, and we'll put on the podcast their bank account for contributions to help people because, of course, we're leading into Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that'd be really great.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, and it's vitally important, guys, if you could, you know, see your way to making a Christmas donation. These guys, you know, some of them are single parents and wondering where their, you know, Christmas lunch is going to come from and presents. And it really makes all the world a difference to these guys to keep them out on the line, yeah? So any little bit helps and we'd really appreciate it.
Thanks for talking to me this morning.
Thanks very much for having us.